Ladies, till you understand the mindset of a man, you are never going to win in the game of love.
That's comedian and radio host Steve Harvey, appearing as himself in the film based on his advice book for women.
Actually, it started off just for my daughters, who are all of the dating age. And I started sitting them down, telling them things about men. And what I kept trying to give them was what I knew they didn't have, was the male perspective.
Back in the 1990s, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus explored the territory from a psychologist's point of view, but Harvey brought street-smart populism to act like a lady, think like a man. In the film, a group of women discover the book and begin using its advice to gain the upper hand.
By acting like a lady, but thinking like a man.
Oh, you fell for that sexist.
He's actually giving insight into a man's perspective.
Of course, once the men discover that their dates have the book, the strategy backfires.
Why men do what they do? Look at this, guys.
Steve Harvey's a traitor.
Listen to this. Men respect standards, get some. I prefer my women not to have standards.
This is sick.
It's brainwashing.
Their characters may have been outraged by the advice, but co-star Romany Malco says off-camera the men in the cast recognized how much reality it contains.
There's some poignant stuff in the book, and I think that a lot of what he's saying fundamentally is true. I think it just leveled out the playing field a little bit.
The cast also includes Regina Hall. She thinks that audiences who recognize some of their own experiences being played out in the film will laugh the loudest.
I always think that's where you get the best humor. You know what I mean? And stuff that's actually closest to real life, that's moments that you actually recognize, heightened just a bit, but certainly familiar.
Go, let's do a little research here.
Ah, this is you.
Please,
strong, independent, and lonely women.
I don't need some bald-headed man on a book telling me that I am strong and independent, honey. That's a given.
But you forgot lonely.
The film features black actors and actresses in most of the main roles, but director Tim Story believes that, like his first hit, Barbershop, Think Like a Man has the potential to cross over, to use an industry term, for a film that reaches a diverse audience.
I think the way you make a film in this genre crossover is that it's truthful. And I think every race, nationality, everybody goes through it. And as long as we stay true to the storytelling of that, I think everybody will enjoy it.
Think Like a Man is set in Los Angeles and uses many of the city's popular restaurants and nightclubs as locations, adding to that sense of reality. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.